Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April the 29th, 2008. The Israeli High Court of Justice rules against villagers in the northern West Bank, while the UN Secretary-General voices concerns over the situation in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday, the Israeli High Court of Justice in Jerusalem ruled against the villagers of Al-Aqaba. Al-Aqaba village is located in the northern part of the West Bank. 2 years ago, the Israeli army issued orders in Al-Aqaba cutting permission for Palestinian home construction from 3,000 dunams of land to just 100. The villagers contested this action in the Israeli court, which today ruled in the Israeli army's favour. The Al-Aqaba village council stated that at least 60% of village homes faced demolition as a result of the decision. The council added that the army has already distributed demolition orders to all houses outside the permitted 100 dunams. According to the village council, the Israeli army wants the land due to its strategic importance for military training. Israeli security sources reported on Tuesday that the Israeli army intends to decrease the scale of military operations targeting the Gaza Strip in coming days to avoid any possible escalation in the region during Israeli holidays. Israeli radio reported that despite the tragic accident in Beit Hanun on Monday, which left 7 civilians dead, including 4 children, Hamas will not create an escalation. The Hamas movement has decided to wait for the Egyptian mediation efforts to broker a truce between Hamas and Israel. The Jerusalem Post quoted Israeli army officials saying that American and Egyptian officials have been putting tremendous pressure on Israel in recent days to achieve a truce with the Hamas movement in Gaza prior to the US President George W. Bush's visit to Israel in mid-May. Mr. Ban Ki-moon, UN Secretary-General, condemned on Monday the latest Israeli army killing of 8 Palestinians, including a mother and her 4 children, yesterday in the northern Gaza Strip. Ki-moon was quoted as saying, "It is a responsibility of security enforcement to ensure protection for civilians, in accordance with the international norms." Meanwhile, Operations Director of United Nations Works and Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Gaza, Mr. John Ging, held a press conference condemning the Israeli army killing of a mother and children. He also expressed concern over the humanitarian conditions in Gaza in the shadow of the shortage of fuel and essential food items. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This broadcast was brought to you by Conscience Londres and Aaron Lakoff.